Small business, they are being held to ransom by larger companies failing to pay their bills on time. Sound familiar? How long have you had? So if you're a small business, how long have you had to sweat it out for invoices to get paid? 30 days? Yeah, you wish. 60 days? 90? 120? No, I've higher. The bigger the company, the bigger the weight, right? Well, you're not alone. The number one issue for small business around the country are getting invoices paid on time. And last month, you remember, I spoke to the Ombudsman on this, Kate Carnell. After their inquiry, found more than 40% of you reported late payments in the last year. Now, I know of one contractor here in Brisbane who waited 360 days to get paid by a prominent sporting organisation. 30 grand he was owed, 5 days shy of a year. Imagine having a 30 grand hole in your budget, in your bottom line, waiting to get paid. Now, the day I spoke to Kate, she met up with the Federal Small Business Minister, Michael McCormack. And Michael is in the Sunshine State this week, helping celebrate Queensland Small Business Week. That's right, that's this week. Minister, where do we find you? Good afternoon.
Driving at the moment between Beenleigh and Lismore, and we're on our way down to Kevin Hogan's Page Electorate to conduct a National Small Business Roadshow forum in beautiful Lismore. Certainly, as you mentioned, it's Queensland Small Business Week this week, and that's an important focus of mine this week, and that's why I'm in Queensland and been in Beenleigh, been in Sunshine Coast, Bundaberg, talking at small business, and, of course, the measures that we've introduced in last Tuesday's budget.
All right, and I'll get onto the invoices and late payments in a tick, but what have small businesses here in Queensland been telling you over the last couple of days?
Well, certainly they're delighted that we've extended the small business measures as far as the instant asset write-off.
Yeah.
For small business up to now $10 million turnover for 12 months. So there's a 12-month extension. They can buy capital equipment to improve productivity, improve efficiency, and indeed get more customers through the door. And we have heard any number of really personalised examples of what some of the items that have been bought. A jewellery shop yesterday in Bundaberg where the owner, Kate, told us about how she's buying more equipment to help her dad who makes their handmade jewellery, how they're investing in that. Little coffee shops which are, you know, buying industrial dishwashers and the like to get their cups cleaned quicker so that they can get coffees on the table, serve them quicker. So all those sorts of things are available under that plan, and the fact that we've actually extended it by 12 months has been really well by small business.
I'm a big fan of this. It keeps money ticking over, not only with small business, but in the economy as a whole. And what we've seen, and when we've been speaking about small businesses, and this is where I'll come into the late payments and invoices, and you know this, because you used to run a small business before getting into politics.
Indeed, I did, and the tax rate was a lot higher than the 27.5% it is now. So delighted as well that that's been lowered.
Well, there you go. That's another tick as well. But the late payments, and we know that the larger the companies, the longer that they start delaying payments. This not only cripples small business, but it just slows the whole economy down. Now, the Ombudsman called on the government to legislate payment times, business to business. Will you?
Well, look, I've received the inquiry, and I'm reviewing very, very carefully before I respond. Obviously, we've had the budget in the meantime. The inquiry report was given to me mid-April. Look, I don't want to regulate payment times, but look, if change doesn't happen, I certainly will consider it. Look, it's unacceptable for big business to use small business banks. I've said that. There is a growing trend among large and multinational companies to extend payment times. And payment terms and times up to 120 days is simply unfair. It's not right. Mm. The inquiry recommended legislating ASX 100 disclosure and payment times.
Yeah.
Look, the government has adopted 30-day payment times. We're through the supply chain. We're paying 97% of invoices, you know, under $1 million within 30 days. We've done that for the last two financial years.
Well, just on that, I know Kate Carnell actually said, can Canberra lead the way, set an example, and actually cut your payment times to 15 business days?
She certainly did, and we're looking at that at the moment. But
sets an example.
Computer systems at the moment allow us to do 30 days. That's been a big step forward for government. And look, Kate Carnell has done a body of work on that, really important amount of work on it. I'm certainly considering it very seriously. I have had the budget, obviously, to bed down with, to get through, first of all, the price tax plan through the Parliament, That was passed last Tuesday. At night, of course, the budget was handed down by Treasurer Morrison.
And Minister, I understand that, but and as I said, you know this from being a small business owner, operator yourself, and there'll be so many listening right now going, you can jump up and down, you can say all the words you want, large companies, it's unacceptable, it can't happen, it shouldn't happen. We don't like regulation. We don't like red tape. But this is one piece of regulation or legislation, whatever you want to call it, I think small business would be in favour of if you're getting bigger, larger companies who are holding small business to ransom to pay on time.
Yeah, look, indeed. And of course, the first shot has been, you know, made across the bow, and certainly Coles have taken that on board. They've announced that they are going to be paying on 30 days. So that's really important. And I went to the Coles Supplier Awards night last year, at which 1,100 small farm gate producers who use Coles, who use the markets that Coles provide, they through the supermarket chain, they were there and being acknowledged for the work that they do. Now, they're going to be paid on time in 30 days. So that's really, really good. So Coles have taken that initiative.
Yep. And if they don't, what can be done? Can there be some sort of penalties that small business can come back at them with?
Well, that's what we're considering at the moment. So I work very closely with Kate Carnell. I work very closely with her office, and we're certainly considering very, very seriously the report that she's handed down and the recommendations she's made.
Because we know poor cash flow is the primary reason for insolvency in this country. It impacts the economy by slowing down cash flow through all the supply chain. Yeah, exactly. It limits growth. It inhibits jobs. And we know the coalition is all about growth and jobs.
All about jobs. Yeah, look, and certainly that is the case. And even with the digital platforms that we are encouraging, that's also going to make sure that many small businesses can pay not just in 30 days, but, you know, they can get paid as they make the transaction, as they provide the good or service. There's a lot of e-invoicing going on at the moment, and that will only also enhance these quicker payment times, which are, as you mentioned, so necessary.
Michael, can I touch base with you in a couple of weeks' time to see where, and I know you've had the budget, you've got a few things, and you're doing the road trip now, but surely a small business minister, and being the number one issue for small businesses in this country, this has got to be high on your agenda. It's got to be right up there on your radar.
It is. Let's do that.
Brilliant. Thank you. Small business minister Michael McCormack. Thanks. Enjoy the rest of the state.
Thanks, Ben. Good on you.
There we go. Anything the minister said, did it resonate with you? He knows it's an issue. He says he's on the case and they will consider it. They need to more than consider it, though, don't they? How much are you impacted by these invoices not getting paid on time? And how long have you had to wait? Is your local member listening to you? Are your industry bodies listening to you? Is it the biggest problem you face as a small business?